Welcome to the Insurance Stream. I'm your host, Dave Bowling. Good to be with you today. It is Tuesday, March 26, 2024. And we are talking about how to hire a telemarketer for $3 an hour. Got one of the best in the business here with us today. Today's episode is sponsored by Brightfire. Brightfire is your agency's all-in-one marketing and lead generation solution. They serve insurance agencies since the year 2000. They are your one-stop shop for everything online. They do search engine optimization, websites, reviews, reputation management, local listings, pay-per-click advertising, social media management. I'm going to run out of air. They do a whole bunch over there. It's a la carte. You can pick a little bit. You can pick a lot. We picked a lot. They're doing a great job for us. We'll be giving you guys more updates on how they're doing for our agency as we grow with them. Go to theinsurancestream.com. Click on services for your agency. Click on digital marketing, and it'll get you hooked up with those great folks over there at Brightfire. So on today's daily insurance meditation, I've got Eugene with Trained Telemarketers here with me. Their website is trainedtelemarketers.com. They are in a very, very, very specific niche. And, you know, this certainly does not take away from the virtual assistants that are sponsors of this podcast, Viva Virtual Assistants. They do a great job. They have trained insurance, assistance, basically. You can get somebody to process certificates of insurance and do these other things. But what we're talking about today is telemarketers, appointment setters. The most tedious thing that we have to do to get our agencies up and running or to, grow our agencies, if this is the way that we're doing it, it's hard work. So Eugene, walk me back, because you've been doing this for insurance agents since 2015. So walk me back to 2015. You've been in insurance for about 15 years. You're an agent. You do, like you said, Medicare and supplement, stuff like that, right?
Yep. Yeah, and I appreciate you having me on the show.
Yeah.
I've heard a lot of good things about it, and so I was just when you approached me, it was an immediate yes. I'm thankful to be here.
Appreciate you coming on. This is great. This is what we try and target, is stuff like this. And you know, we get a lot of like kind of spam, like, hey, can we come on the show, or can we have this guy, or he's an expert. And what I'm looking for is like nuts and bolts stuff that insurance agents can actually use.
Yeah.
I think all of us can afford $3 an hour, hopefully, right? So that's why I was like, we need to. So yeah, sorry to interrupt. How did this start? How did you get this going?
You know, everything that I'm doing now has been out of a personal necessity for my business. I am an insurance agent first. I'm licensed in all 50 states, and I sell Medicare by phone, health insurance, a little bit of life insurance, but primarily I'm in the health insurance market. And basically, the biggest thing that I struggle with as an early agency owner is finding the time to actually schedule my appointments.
Yes.
I would schedule the appointments, and then I would have Monday and Tuesday, I would schedule my appointments. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, when I was doing face-to-face, I'd actually have to run those appointments. Well, I'm running those appointments, I'm not actually calling my leads or generating my leads. And so—
Gap in your funnel.
Yeah. And so it's always like starting over every single week. And it never was it was always climb uphill, and you drop a little bit. And it always seems like it's an uphill battle. And I said, well, there has to be an easier way. So I hired my first person, and she was actually US based. Her name was Sammy out of Texas. And other agents were using her as a telemarketer, and she was charging me $25 a lead to generate me some Medicare leads, not even appointments. And I paid it because I was told to pay it. And then I learned that I could actually hire somebody in the Philippines to make these calls for me. And people in the Philippines actually have a really, really good accent, and they speak English fluently. And so I hired somebody, and instead of having to pay $25 per lead, I was now paying $3 an hour, which is actually a really good wage for somebody in the Philippines. And so once I found a solution for my agency, I'm like, well, if I've already did the hard work, which is find the solution, it should be pretty easy to build a website around it, which is trainedtelemarketers.com, and build a business around it. And so typically, my 9 to 5, if you have a 9-to-5 as a small business owner. Yeah. But my typical 9-to-5 is my insurance agency.
Yeah.
But then, you know, I have orders come in. We get a couple of them a week where I have agents come in and say, I need leads. I don't know where to start. I'm a new agency owner. Or I have so many leads and I have nobody to call them. Here's a list. Can you call them for me? And we can do anything in between there. But the whole idea was to get me, myself first, to be selling more instead of generating my leads or scheduling my appointments for myself. And that's really what we're doing for insurance agents also.
Absolutely. So it's $3 an hour. The standard is 20 hours a week. And by the way, we have just hired two VAs from Eugene for us and what we're doing. You have an upfront fee that covers training and basically gives a 3-month warranty. You can go to traintelemarketers.com just for the sake of aging well on a podcast. We won't say what that fee is. It's reasonable. It's less than you would pay someone if you were to hire them for the first month. Probably less than half of the first month if you were to hire a US-based person to come in your office and do it. And I bet that metric will stay as things age because inflation's not going away. You've got a predictive dialer account that you do. And then there's the monthly data, which we were using Data Axle Sales Genie. Yours is basically the same number and same filters and same, but like, you know, what, 30% of the monthly cost of Sales Genie, and then $3 an hour for the telemarketer. So, you know, there's some flexibility. You said like 40 hours kind of gets close to burnout territory. I would probably go nuts if I sat for 40 hours in the chair, and cold called. It's a rough, rough gig. You know, so 20 to 30 hours kind of is the sweet spot, right? What do you say? How many agents have you helped do this for, like what you're doing for us right now with hiring these telemarketers and bringing them on and training them? How many agencies have you worked for doing this stuff?
So since 2015, we've hired over 2,500 telemarketers. We've hired a lot. Typically what happens is we have people come in, agencies come in and say, I want 2 or 3 or 5 or 10. What we found is 2 telemarketers per agent seems to keep an agent schedule pretty full. And if you do the rough math, and I know for the sake of aging well, so I'm going to give you a range. It's between $5 to $7 a lead when it's all said and done.
Okay. And this is actual fully quoted, not like, because like, you know, when you're cold calling, right? They're like, yeah, you know what? I'm busy right now, but give me a call back tomorrow. And you never talk to them again. You spend, you know, you put them back in the queue and you call them and then they don't answer. And you call them again and you call them for 3 weeks. And it's like, that's time you could have been spending trying to prospect other people. So really it's a very inefficient model for somebody that requires 20, 30, 40 bucks an hour to survive in America, right? Like it's not really that smart of a thing to do, but this really changes that math like drastically. Mm-hmm. Good for them, good for us, right?
Yeah, and one of the biggest things is we tailor the script according to what the agent's needs are.
Sure.
So, you know, with PNC, with health and life, even within those niches. So even with PNC, you know, there's so many different avenues that you can take. And so the qualifications on the prospect changes.
Right.
So we modify the agent script to fit the needs of that business.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I asked you, I have some sample scripts.
Yes.
I'm going to send them to you, but I need you to tell me what qualifying questions you want me to ask, et cetera. So that way it's specific to how you run your business. So that way, whenever you make the phone call, you already have the information in front of you.
Right. Yeah.
No. So we qualify the lead as much as you need us to.
100%. Well, and that's so perfect. So basically, if somebody wants to get in touch with you, they just go to traintelemarketers.com. And I mean, it's all the information's right there. That's why I like it too. It's like I was referred to you by another agent who uses you, and he's been using you for how long? This is Joe Camper.
Joe's been using us for over a year and a half, almost 2 years now, actually.
Sure. Okay, so 2 years. So, you know, usually business owners don't invest in something that doesn't work for 2 years. So I think that's pretty, you know, but it's...
Yeah, and he's been recommending lots of people, too.
I bet.
And I think he still has his original telemarketer that we originally hired for him.
Wow. Wow. What's the ramp up time? So let's say that, and this is a question for me and for listeners, because, you know, I'm getting two going through you right now. In fact, right before we started on this podcast, we were doing a little bit of onboarding and getting things all set up for the infrastructure. Let's say that me or listeners that are going to come to you, that they're like, all right, this is going so well. Give me one or two more. Like, what's our lead time on that? Is it a couple weeks basically to get them kind of started to warm up?
Week and a half.
All right. That's a very good sales time. And then you were saying you have, like incentives for these agents, or not agents, for these virtual assistants, telemarketers, you have incentive based pay on top of the, you know, so that way when you're closing a policy, you're giving a little bit to the person that booked the original appointment, which I think is smart, right? Because I was thinking, like, how do we go about, you know, doing an incentive-based program? Do we do it based on a quote? It's like, well, you don't want a bunch of junk quotes and stuff. You want it really to be quality stuff. Mm-hmm. So, you know, tell me a little bit about that incentive-based program. You're looking at, like, basically having them have the ability to double their daily pay if they meet the goals that you're looking to have them meet, correct?
Yeah, so let's clarify something first. So now we're talking about what I do for my agency with my own personal telemarketers.
Sure.
So whenever you hire a telemarketer through us, your obligation is only the $3 an hour.
Right.
But if you wanted to, as an employer now, because this is your employee, if you wanted to take the extra step to incentivize them,
yes,
these are some options that you can choose to. You don't have to, but what we've seen work is, and what I do for my agency, whenever they schedule an appointment, they get a thank you and you've done your job. That's the bare minimum, right?
Because
we don't get rewarded for doing the bare minimum. We get rewarded for going above and beyond. So once they schedule me the appointment and I talk to the person, I've quoted them and I've sold them the policy, I turn around and I give them a bonus per sale that I made or my agency makes.
Right.
And we keep track of, you know, like me personally, with my agency, we have 8 telemarketers. And the telemarketers, we keep track of who generated what lead. And then we see, okay, we sold this policy. We saw who generated that lead. They get the bonus on their next week's pay.
Okay, perfect. How many agents for your 8 telemarketers?
4.
4. So you've got 2 telemarketers per agent. And is that the sole source of leads that you're generating, or do you have other things like you're doing some online advertising, marketing, emails, whatever, like stuff? You do like a bunch of stuff, or is this like what percentage of your leads, I guess, come from these telemarketers you've got?
I would say about 40-50% is the telemarketers. Now, I also have my telemarketers calling leads that we're generating outside of telemarketing. So we have the cold calling telemarketing, which we pay. But then I also have my Facebook leads, my mailers. I was going to show you, but I forgot we're on the podcast. But I have my mailers that we call. So all that stuff gets funneled through the telemarketers. They qualify them according to what our agency's needs are. And then, of course, the agents get them and they sell them.
Perfect. What's the best way for somebody to get a hold of you, Eugene?
So Eugene@trainedtelemarketers.com.
Okay.
Or you can even call me. My office number is 888-209-5049. You got to press 2 for English because we speak another language here. So.
Perfect. Okay. So that's awesome. I will put both of those things in the comments. So if you're listening to this, you don't have to rewind it and write it down. You can just go to the comments or the description section of the podcast. Eugene, thanks so much for coming on here with us today. And this has been your Daily Insurance Meditation.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.